and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How are you doing? How are you doing? Can you tell I want to know how you're doing? This week is just about up. How's it going for you? Is it ending the way it started, the way it began? Well, I tell you what, sometimes we just got to make up our minds that even when it's not going quite the way we want it to, we've got to just hang in there. Got to hang in. And that's why today for Power Friday, I'm going to be focusing on the power of persevering. The power of persevering. How many of you have found that sometimes the best thing you could do was just hang in there? You felt like throwing in the towel, maybe because the pressure was super tight. I mean, the pressure was just constant and relentless. People just kept pouring on the pressure one way or another. They just kept the pressure up, and you began to wonder if it was even worth pursuing any longer. I'll be honest with you, I know what the pressure is. I know what that's like, to have people just putting their thumbs down and just doing everything in their power to prevent you from getting where God wants you to be. But I've got to be honest with you, I don't know what it is to even consider throwing in the towel. Oh, there are times when I've gotten tired, but I've never considered throwing in the towel. Now, the greatest reason that I never thought about throwing in the towel is because I kept thinking about the one who created me and who called me, commissioned me. And there was just no way that I was going to want to give up on him. And a lot of times that's where we make our error in our thinking. I'm talking specifically about people who are confident that God has said, this is what I want you to do. Confident that God has said, this is what I want you to do. But then the journey becomes very difficult and remains difficult for a long, long time. To give up on the dream is to give up on God. Because we know from so many instances in Scripture that when God gives us a commission, he gives us everything we need to fulfill the commission. And when I say he gives us, I mean he's continually giving. We may not have everything we need the moment God gives us the commission and says, this is what I want you to do. This is what I'm going to do through you. We may not have everything we need at that point. Now, I know some of you are disagreeing with me. You're saying, come on now. How is God going to say, do this, if he knows you don't have everything you need to do what he's saying he wants you to do? Sometimes, as I said, we don't have it right then at the moment that God says, this is what I'm going to do through you. But he knows that along the way, whatever we're missing, he's going to provide. And I'll give you a great example of that. One of the people we think about most when people start thinking about what may have seemed impossible being done. God saying to someone, this is what I want you to do. This is what I'm going to do through you. And that person did not have everything necessary to do what God was saying, I'm going to do this through you. He did not have everything needed to have that commission fulfilled, that mission fulfilled. At the time that God first said, this is what I'm going to do through you. I'm thinking about, give it to me, give me the name, Abraham. When Abraham was 75 years old, God said, through your seed, all nations of the earth will be blessed. And Abraham understood that that meant he was going to have a son. Here's the problem. When God first told Abraham, through your seed, all nations of the earth are going to be blessed, neither Abraham nor his wife, well, his wife, Sarah, was not able to become pregnant. Some years later, when Abraham was 99 years old, 24 years later, God was still saying to him, through your son, through your seed, this is going to happen. And Abraham understood that God was telling him, and you'll find this out in John 8 and 59 and other verses throughout the scriptures. Abraham understood that God was saying to him, this is about righteousness. And through your seed, someone who's going to come from your body, one of your descendants, is going to be the person responsible for bringing in salvation that will be made available to everyone in the world. So that whoever will place their faith, their confidence, their trust in that descendant of yours, that person will be saved, set free from the domination of sin, and enabled, empowered to live a life that is pleasing to me, so that when it is time for them to transition into the eternal phase of life, they will be with me. Abraham understood that God was telling him that's what the mission was about. When God told Abraham at age 99, this is going to happen, Abraham was thinking about where his body was at the point. Practically dead. The reproductive part of Abraham, dead. He thought about Sarah's reproductive system, dead. They did not both have what was needed for the mission to be fulfilled. So God visited them and gave them what they needed. He provided for them what was needed. He brought their reproductive systems back to life. He provided life for their reproductive systems. He gave them what they need to fulfill the mission he had given them. So again, we don't always have everything we need the moment God first says, this is what I'm going to do for you. This is what I'm going to do through you. This is your mission. But don't sweat it, because as time goes on, when the time is right and we're ready to receive it, God will give us what we need to fulfill the mission. So, you need money. You need support from someone who believes in you and has the power, the influence to help you. God will help the two of you connect soul to soul, mind to mind. And that person will help you. He'll help you make the contact with that person, and that person, he will give you favor with that person, and that person will help you. You need more knowledge and understanding? God will give you time to read and to talk with people in that area so that you can learn more about what it is that you've been called to do. You may not have everything you need when the Creator first says to you, this is what I'm going to do through you. But at the time that it is most needed, at the right time, at the time that God knows is best, ideal, optimum, he'll provide it for you. And sometimes the provision will be given just when it's time for you to launch out into the deep, cross the bridge, and do what you've been told to do. Make your final crossover. No telling how many rivers of obstacles you've crossed already. And when it is time for that last major crossover, God will get you across if you'll just follow his lead in faith, and he'll provide. He will provide. There's some great people in this world. I'm telling you, no one makes it on their own. We all need support from someone, first and foremost from God. And here's the thing, interestingly enough, I know that God's arch enemy, Satan, helps people with stuff too. And the only thing with Satan is when he helps people with stuff, he takes them into a dark zone of the world, and he brings about destruction when he gives help. When God gives help, it's all about the good. And so God will help us connect with the right people, and the right people will help us. So don't think that you can do this on your own. Believe me, you can't. No one can get to a place of success in their lives on their own. Someone has helped them. I'm certainly open to help. Someone who will do good for me, help me get where God wants me to be. So keep your eyes and your ears open for that. Keep your heart open for that. But in the meantime, know this, that very, very often, perseverance is going to be part of the success equation. There's inspiration, there's dreams, there's perseverance, there's preparation, there's faithfulness, there's perseverance. We persevere in faithfulness to our calling, to our mission, to the one who gave us the calling. Gotta persevere. Yeah, gotta persevere. Let's talk some more about the power of persevering when I come back.